Timex time. It's now 12 midnight. And good morning, this is Roger Kent with the latest RNI news. In the Middle East, President Nixon has arrived in Jerusalem for talks with Israeli leaders. He flew from Damascus, where an agreement was announced to restore full diplomatic relations with Syria following a seven-year break. As President Nixon was meeting with the Israeli leader, Secretary of State Henry Kissinger was assuring Israeli officials that the purpose of the nuclear power plant that is planned for Egypt is to assist the economic development of the country only. Britain. After yesterday's violence at a demonstration in London, it was learned that a Scotland Yard report will be in the hands of the Home Secretary by this morning. Also expected today, more information about the death of the student taken to hospital during the clashes between police and demonstrators. The Irish Republic. There has been a big demonstration this evening by supporters of the Provisional IRA, many of them from north of the border. About 5,000 people marched through the grave of the Irish patriot Wolfe Tone at Bodenstown. And in Wales, in southeast Wales, rescuers are still searching for a diver who disappeared in a deep pool in a cave in Breconshire. But they say the chances of finding him are slight. Torrential rain has caused severe flooding in parts of South Wales this weekend. And finally, the English Channel. A 13-year-old schoolgirl from London, Tina Spry, is all set to become the youngest person ever to swim the Channel. She is expected to step ashore on the French coast at about this time, and there's a chance that she may make the crossing in a record time. Tonight we'll have some low cloud coverage with mist in places. There is also a chance of showers along with thunder. The average temperature tonight will be around 13 degrees centigrade. And for today, there will again be some fog in the morning, which will give way to a dry and sunny day and an expected high temperature of around 24 degrees centigrade. This has been RNI News and Weather for 12 midnight. The next summary in 1 hour's time on the Brian McKenzie Workshop programme.